Chapter 11. Then Zophar the Naamathite made answer and said, "Are all these words to go unanswered? And is a man seen to be right because he is full of talk? Are your words of pride to make a man keep quiet? And are you to make sport, with no one to put you to shame? You may say, 'My way is clean, and I am free from sin in your eyes,' but if only God would take up the word, opening his lips in argument with you, and would make clear to you the secrets of wisdom, and the wonders of his purpose. Are you able to take God's measure, to make discovery of the limits of the ruler of all? They are higher than heaven. What is there for you to do? Deeper than the underworld, and outside your knowledge, longer in measure than the earth, and wider than the sea. If he goes on his way, shutting a man up and putting him to death, who may make him go back from his purpose? For in his eyes men are as nothing, he sees evil and takes note of it. And so a hollow-minded man will get wisdom, when a young ass of the field gets teaching. But if you put your heart right, stretching out your hands to him, if you put far away the evil of your hands, and let no wrongdoing have a place in your tent, then truly your face will be lifted up, with no mark of sin, and you will be fixed in your place without fear, for your sorrow will go from your memory, like waters flowing away, and your life will be brighter than day, though it is dark. It will become like the morning, and you will be safe because there is hope. After looking round, you will take your rest in quiet, sleeping with no fear of danger, and men will be desiring to have grace in your eyes, but the eyes of the evildoers will be wasting away. Their way of flight is gone, and their only hope is the taking of their last breath.